Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, yesterday saw the release of Israeli-American hostage Idan Alexander after 19 months in captivity in Gaza, a move widely acknowledged as a goodwill gesture by Hamas to the US President Donald Trump, who touched down in Saudi Arabia just this morning to begin a major Middle East tour. Now, there have been grave warnings that Israel's blockade of aid into Gaza is a weapon of war. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Alistair Bunkle, who's Sky News Middle East correspondent. And Alistair, thank you for being with us this morning. Idan Alexander, the first hostage to be freed by Hamas since Israel restarted the military offensive back in March. How has that been received by Israel when it comes to the wider ceasefire negotiations?
Well, in terms of the Israeli government, they have welcomed the release and have claimed that it came about in part because of the military pressure that they've been putting on Hamas over recent weeks and months. I have to say most people, most external observers would say that this was actually a US brokered deal and was a success for Donald Trump rather than Benjamin Netanyahu. Within Israeli society, it's a very mixed reception. Of course, there is that element of celebration that one of the hostages has been released, 58 remain in Gaza. It gives hope that a deal could be done to release more of them. But there is genuine anger that Donald Trump was able to achieve this and Benjamin Netanyahu either hasn't been able to or hasn't been willing to when it comes to the remaining hostages.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at those live pictures now of Donald Trump in Riyadh. He arrived in the last couple of minutes. What is the expectation around that visit, Alistair?
Yeah, he's meeting right now with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the Royal Court in Riyadh. And he landed a couple of hours ago, and there is an awful lot of expectation on the coming days. So he's in Riyadh, he'll be in Doha, and he'll be in the UAE as well. Of course, there will be economic financial deals as part of this visit. But given what happened yesterday and the fact that Idan Alexander was released and it all went very smoothly, Hamas got nothing in return for it. There was no sort of showcasing of the hostage when he was taken out of Gaza. And there is a hope that that is a kind of a platform to build momentum to something bigger. At the very least, the access of humanitarian aid, desperately needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. But possibly, Donald Trump, who is a president who likes wins and quick wins, will perhaps see a window of an opportunity to try and get something bigger like a renewed ceasefire.
And just on that plan, this new system for providing aid to Palestinians in Gaza, the Americans say they've confirmed that they're going to do this through private companies, or they're working on this plan to do that. Will that happen? Do you know anything about where that plan stands?
Well, it's a bit confusing and it has its critics. I mean, no one is going to ostensibly stand in the way if a mechanism can be found to get aid into Gaza, because it really is desperately needed. But the sort of the Trump plan, which is supported by the Israelis, as you say, would see as private contractors managing and distributing the aid. We don't know who they would be. We think probably American contractors. I mean, you know, ex-military. What rules of engagement would they have when they're in Gaza to deal with large crowds or desperate crowds? Is it really the best way when you circumvent the established aid agencies who operate on the ground in Gaza? The United Nations, the Red Cross, and many, many others have got years of experience operating on the ground there. Actually, last night I was speaking to a very senior World Food Programme official here. You know, and they are still hopeful that they will be able to play a part in it because they have that ground knowledge. Yeah. So it's deeply flawed, and we don't exactly know how it will happen and when it will happen.
And as Donald Trump on your own channel on Sky News now in those live pictures is meeting Saudi Arabia's crown prince and this series of dignitaries, there seems to be about 50 of them, and he's shaking hands with them individually as we speak. But we have heard, and in your own coverage too, that the US is dealing directly now with Hamas, And you mentioned that in the context of the release of Eden Alexander. How nervous is Israel and how comfortable is Israel with that, Alistair?
Well, I don't think they are very comfortable. I mean, there's a lot of speculation here in Israel, in Washington and elsewhere, that there is a bit of a rift between Netanyahu and Trump right now. And we've seen officials from both sides coming out in the last couple of days saying, no, there's nothing there. It's all made up. It's all untrue. Now, perhaps they're protesting too much. But look, what do we know as facts? Well, we know that the Americans are ploughing their own path without the Israelis when it comes to Iranian nuclear negotiations. We know that the Americans brokered a ceasefire with the Houthis without including or forewarning the Israelis, much to their frustration. And we know that Donald Trump negotiated the release of Eden Alexander, who came out yesterday. And we know that Donald Trump, on this Middle East visit in the neighborhood, is not expected to come and pay a visit to Israel. So you take all those things, and whether or not they signify a rift, a disagreement between Trump and Netanyahu, well, that's questionable. But it certainly points to a different and new approach that's being taken by the White House to do their own thing and not to get complicated by Israeli opinion on it.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we have the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency head, Philippe Lazzarini, saying that the decision, he says, by Israel to deny food to Gaza is a weapon of war. And he's also warning that the blockade of aid threatens the entire population of the Gaza Strip with famine. And we know, as we were just talking about, that the Americans are working on this private system. But Israel, it seems, steadfast in its own position now to continue with those blockades, saying that Hamas are the ones who are benefiting ultimately from that aid going in.
The Israeli calculation is that there is enough aid still in Gaza for the population there. There was enough aid that got in during the last ceasefire. That is being questioned by the aid agencies on the ground. We do, you know, we've heard members of the Israeli cabinet say aid should be denied to Gazans. They should be effectively starved into surrender. Now, whether or not that is the explicit purpose of the Israeli blockade, to starve Gazans, they will of course deny that. Mm-hmm. But the purpose of the blockade is to put pressure on Hamas. And of course, the likes of Philippe Lazzarini, the head of UNRWA, will say, well, that is collective punishment.
Alistair, thank you very much for your time. Alistair Bunkle there, who is Sky News Middle East correspondent. Coming up later on in the show, delays to introduce health labels on alcoholic drinks. We'll discuss whether it's wise for the government to do that. But next, plans to combat the spread of TB in cattle. But will the farmers agree to it?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.